BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Members of the US House of Representatives are due to vote on a deal to suspend the limit on government borrowing and prevent a potentially disastrous debt default. If the legislation is passed by the House, it still requires Senate approval before Monday. The Democratic Congressman, Steny Hoyer, said lawmakers faced a stark choice.
What today is about is whether we're going to hurt 330 million Americans, whether we're going to hurt the global economy. There is only one answer: to pass a bill that, in fact, does not have America welch on its debts, or, alternatively, to defeat a bill which will devastate our economy and be catastrophic globally.
U.S. media reports say Donald Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence will officially join the race for the White House next week. He's expected to begin his campaign for the Republican nomination in next year's election with a speech in the state of Iowa. Mr. Pence has sought to distance himself from Mr. Trump since the storming of the Capitol building in Washington 2 years ago. The former president of Brazil, Fernando Collor de Mello, has been sentenced to nearly 9 years in jail for corruption and money laundering. He was found guilty of accepting bribes linked to the state-run oil firm Petrobras. Our Latin America regional editor, Phoebe Hobson, reports.
The Supreme Court sentenced Mr. Collor to 8 years and 10 months behind bars. His conviction is part of the sprawling car wash investigation. It has led to charges against a large number of Brazilian politicians, officials and business leaders. Mr. Collor denies all the allegations, which are said to have taken place from 2010 to 2014 when he was senator. Now 73, Mr. Collor won't be jailed until any appeals have been heard. He was Brazil's first directly elected president after decades of military rule ended in the late 1980s. He stepped down following separate corruption allegations.
The European Union and the United States say they expect to draft a voluntary code of conduct on artificial intelligence within weeks. The EU's tech chief, Margrethe Vestager, made the announcement at a news conference.
Within the next weeks, we will advance a draft of an AI code of conduct, of course also taking industry input, taking input from independents, and then of course invite colleagues to sign up for the drafting in order to have very, very soon a final proposal for a code of conduct for industry to commit to voluntarily.
World News from the BBC. Sources at two different Pakistani television outlets have told the BBC that they've been instructed by the authorities not to mention the former Prime Minister Imran Khan. Caroline Davis has more details.
No pictures, no name, no clips, not even a ticker tape is how one source described the ban on Imran Khan on Pakistan TV. The two sources that spoke to the BBC said that the message that they were not to mention the former Prime Minister did not come through a formal diktat from the country's media regulator, but through messages passed down by senior management. The BBC did not receive a response from the government or from the media regulator. It appears this is just the latest attempt by the Pakistan authorities to isolate Mr. Khan. Thousands of supporters are still in police custody, and the army has said that it intends to try some in military courts for their alleged involvement in attacks on military buildings, which happened after Mr. Khan was arrested on the 9th of May.
Protesters in Uruguay have denounced the government's handling of a water crisis, which has led to unusually high concentrations of salt in main supplies. Hundreds of demonstrators in Montevideo banged empty water bottles. They accused the authorities of corruption and incompetence. The Hollywood actor Danny Masterson, best known for his role in the television series That 70s Show, has been convicted on two charges of rape. The jury in Los Angeles failed to reach a verdict on a third charge. It's been 6 years since police began investigations into Masterson when three women alleged he had raped them at his home between 2001 and 2003. The Spanish football club Sevilla have won the Europa League. They beat Roma on penalties to secure the trophy for a record-extending seventh time. The Italian side's manager, José Mourinho, had never lost a European final before. BBC News.